glad in it. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. You know, there's so much chaos going on in the world today. But what we have to remember is that we can't let all of the chaos mess with the calm inside of us. And the calm is God. You have to make sure that you look to the one from whence cometh your help. And that is the Lord. This world, this world didn't give you nothing but chaos. So we're surrounded constantly by God. We're surrounded constantly.
Word says, thank you, Lord. The spirit of heaviness.
Thank you.
Put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Hey, we gonna do, this is how we fight our battles.
This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. It's when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded.
fight our battles.
This is how we 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 fight our battles.
So y'all see today that all of y'all is singing with the praise team. Everybody's singing today. So we thank y'all in advance.
Yes.
Now it's time for our responsive reading.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Today's responsive reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
And the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be.
Then the angel told her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end."
Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I have not had sexual relations with a man?" The angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Together.
And consider your relative Elizabeth.
Even she has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for who he will be called childless. For nothing will be impossible with God. "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it be done to me according to your will." Then the angel left her. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we just come before your throne today, thanking you and praising you for your son, Jesus. For we are here together, gathered, because we know that there is no name under heaven given unto man by which we shall be saved. And we're here to worship you, Jesus. We come to celebrate you. We come to celebrate your life. The fact that you were born, you became a man to save us from our sin because we couldn't do it ourselves. We thank you so much. Not only did you take our sins, you died, but death could not hold you because you were sinless. And you rose again on the third day.
Yes.
And you live today, Lord.
Yes, you do.
You live in us, and we thank you so much. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus at the center of the all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus at the center of me. It will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
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 Oh, Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. All about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center.
Now it's time for communion.
Church, say amen.
Amen.
The Lord has been good all week long.
Yes.
Amen. He has been kept us, and he kept us where we couldn't keep ourselves, wouldn't keep ourselves, but he kept us anyway.
Yes.
And he blessed us to be able to get here and be here.
Yes.
And to observe this communion service. You know, this is how we're reminded of our connection to the Lord. And it's through the blood and it's through the bread. This, his body, was given for us. I know some folks like to say it was broken. He was bruised for our iniquities and all that's true. But not one bone of his body was what?
Broken.
So he was given to us.
Thank
and
you.
His blood was shed for us in our place.
Yeah.
He took our place. The punishment, if you've ever watched The Passion, Jesus saved us from that. That is just a little portion of God's wrath. God's ultimate wrath is eternal separation from him.
Okay.
And you have to choose that. But everybody here, I pray, have chosen Jesus.
Yes.
And this reminds us of that connection. It's not like some church denominations say that this actually turns in through a process called transubstantiation, the actual body and blood of Jesus. But these are just symbols that remind us of his death, burial, and resurrection until he comes again.
Okay.
On the night that he was betrayed, Paul says that Jesus took the bread and he broke it. And he said, this is my body which is given for you. Let us all eat together. And in the same manner he took the cup. And he said, this is my blood which is shed for you, a sign of the new covenant that God is making with all mankind, that those who put their faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ will be saved.
Right.
Let us all drink together. Crystal, Lord, I'm getting ready to say, and as they went out, they sang a hymn, but we got to praise him and him can leave. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, y'all. We do communion because he is holy. Holy, holy, holy. Ain't never been nothing but. Nothing but. He don't even know how to be anything but holy. Come on, y'all.
Holy, 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 holy
That's rough. Had a few technical difficulties. Think we got it under control. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you all. It's been a very interesting week. First and foremost, definitely want to pray for the Abraham family. I don't know if you guys know, but Sharon's son, DeJuan, went on home to be with the Lord last week. Definitely want to pray for the Belcher family, extended family. Cousin Trina went on home to be with the Lord as well. Also want to pray for the families in Oxford. Those four children that went on home, and hopefully they were saved. And for the shooter, you know, a lot of people, you know, forget about, you know, the cats that perpetrated the crime. They be so busy praying for the victims. He needs prayer too, and his mother and his father. So the Lord is not a respecter of persons, meaning that everybody can get forgiveness if they ask for it. Everybody can get saved if they go on ahead and get saved. So the only people that are going to be lost are those that don't get saved in time before it's too late. So that's something that we have plenty to pray for, plenty to pray about. That's why the word says, pray without ceasing. We should always be in conversation with the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for preserving us throughout this week, despite the things that we went through. And we thank you for your loyalty and your love. You love us unconditionally and you care for us no matter what's going on. Even if we feel like we're in the middle of a storm, you provide and you protect and you heal and you comfort and you restore. Right now, Lord, I pray that you move me out of the way and help me to be a good vessel for your word. And pray, Lord, that you will watch over and keep this audience, that we will go forth learning more about you and spreading your word throughout the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The word that the Lord provided literally this morning, Psalm chapter 95. Psalm chapter 95. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation, but Psalm chapter 95. And I actually fought this one. I thought it was going to be something else that the Lord had showed me, but he made the connection later on. And, you know, the things that jumped off from Sunday on through yesterday and even earlier this morning, it was a hard word to receive. I know people try to make preaching so theatrical and something that you run to. I'm here to tell you that that's not what it is when you walk in it. The Lord puts everything to the test before it gets here. You know, from getting into a verbal altercation that could have easily went ugly yesterday, almost crashing my car yesterday. I mean, it was just one thing after another throughout this week. But I'm thankful that I'm here today with this word from the Lord. Amen. Psalm chapter 95, verse 1 says, "Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. The Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah, as they did at Massah in the wilderness. For there your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw everything I did. For 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, they are a people whose hearts turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Verse 1 says, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. A lot of times, I know we get it here, and not even just coming to church, but just getting out of bed. And the last thing on our mind is praise. You know, we focus on everything else that's distracting us and that's going on. And it's funny how a little piece of paper called a bill in the mail can keep you up all night and just kill your praise. Let me tell you something, and I've said this before, I got 6 figures in student loans. I don't have that in my sock drawer. I don't have it in my safe or in my bank account. Why am I going to worry about something that I can't take care of? The truth of the matter is I know who could take care of it. I know who's providing a means for me to survive with my next breath. So why should I be concerned about something, a little piece of paper in the mail called a bill? The first thing we should be doing when our feet hit the floor and we stretch out is praising the Lord for a brand new day, a brand new opportunity that we can see on this side. We have nothing to lose. We literally win on this side. And if you don't wake up on this side, you wake up in glory. So that's why he can say, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. That rock is Jesus. I will continue to say, Jesus went to the cross in your place and mine. He didn't deserve that. He took it on himself because he knew he could handle it. And he loved us so much that he wanted to pay for our sins. And he was the only one that could pay for our sins. Because we couldn't. We woke 2 minutes and we bowled. Sometimes in my dreams, I've been like, goodness, I am disgusted. Like, where did that come from? That good old sin nature. So come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. We should not just be focused on celebrating Thanksgiving in November. One thing that I do each and every day is I thank the Lord. There are times where my whole communication to the Lord is thank you. Thank you for my shelter, my transportation, to be able to drink fresh water, to be able to bathe, to be able to eat, to be able to drive, to be able to wear clothes. And it's crazy because I have so many clothes, it literally takes me a long time to figure out what I'm going to wear the next day. That hasn't always been the case for John. John grew up wearing hand-me-downs with a few outfits. So I'm thankful to have options. I'm thankful to have fresh air to breathe. I'm thankful that my eyes work with the assistance of my spectacles. So we have plenty of reasons to praise the Lord. I'm thankful that he covers me and my children and my family and my extended family. I can't be everywhere with my kids, but I know who can. I don't have the solution to all of John's problems, but I know who does. So every day is Thanksgiving to John. And it should be to God's children.
All right, all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 3 says, for the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. And that gods at the end of that sentence is little g. Because the reality is we do worship things and people that are not God. It's the reality. We are very much like Israel. Ooh, that's a nice gold chain. We're going to make that our God. That's a nice house. We're going to make that our God. That's a nice car. That's a nice job.
Yes.
Such and such is my hero.
Yeah, okay.
I worship the ground they walk on. Really?
Okay.
There's only one that deserves that praise and that worship.
And
that's the great God,
yes.
Our great King.
Yes.
He runs the show.
Yes. Okay.
A lot of people use the term loosely. I'm a boss. I'm a CEO. Really? You're a human. You subservient to the Lord. I can't grant myself my next breath.
Come on.
The minute he says that's it, it's over. That's who's the boss. That's who the CEO is. The good Lord. Our King. Our great God. Verse 4 says, he holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. If you've traveled around, you've witnessed God's handiwork.
Oh, yeah.
If you just look outside, you've witnessed this handiwork.
Yeah.
I've been up close on a mountain. And it is intimidating.
It is.
You know, when you're driving and it's just like all you see is a mountain in front of you. And the sun is coming up behind it. It's a beautiful sight. Because I used to live in North Carolina, and I would drive back here. I had to go through the mountains. And then literally in North Carolina, there's a part of it where you drive through two mountains in a, through a two tunnels.
Yes,
and to see that, at first it freaked me out because I was like, where am I going? Like, is the road just going to cut off?
Yes.
And they like, cut your lights on. That's all they tell you.
That's right.
But it says right here, he holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains.
Wow.
All of those things that astound us, God is like, yeah, that's nothing. You guys are my masterpiece.
Okay.
But don't get it twisted. All of this belongs to me, just like all of you belong to me. I consider, I was reading in Luke, and it talked about when Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist, and Mary, their cousins, and Mary spoke to Elizabeth, and John the Baptist was in utero, and he leaped when he heard Mary's voice, and they said Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, if John the Baptist as a baby can respond with praise in utero, the least we could do is praise the Lord, no matter what's going on. There are going to be some times in life where the pain is great. There are going to be times when you don't see your way through. But understand, the Lord has you no matter what. I'm driving down Woodward yesterday. I'm doing 45 miles an hour on my way to the chiropractor. A SUV literally does this, pulls straight out of the traffic. I had to stump my brakes, swerve, and I'm leaning on my horn. Now, what came out of my mouth after that was not so Christian-like. It was extremely colorful and hard. About four letters per word.
Okay.
I looked over at my son and I was like, sorry. He looking at me like, I'm just glad we ain't smashed that truck. And this is the killing part. The knucklehead that was driving the truck had the nerve to look over like he was mad.
Oh, man.
I just wanted to park and, you know, I only need 3 minutes. You know, right, with no oil though. We gonna make the oil. But even in that, I had to praise the Lord. Because we kept the journey going. And I'm here today to talk about it. And it's your perception of it, because it was a teachable moment for this new driver that's in the car with me. Hey son, keep your eyes moving. Always be prepared, you never know. And I thought about letting him drive. If I'd have let him drive, yeah. I mean, he's a good driver, but I've been driving 30 plus. So even in that, the Lord covered us, gave a reason to praise, and taught a lesson. So verse 5 says, the sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too. You know, if you've ever stood on the banks of the sea or ocean, it's unreal. And I know some of us in this room have done so. And it's the first time I had the experience, it was at Virginia Beach. I was in high school on the Black College Tour. And I stood on the beach and I looked and I'm like, that's not a lake, that's not a river, that is the Atlantic Ocean. And to the Lord, it's like, hey, I did that for y'all. I don't need the earth to survive. Y'all need water.
Okay.
Y'all need goods and services that travel on the water. So I provided that. I separated everything so that it's not just water all over the planet, even though it's most of it, but I gave you dry land to walk on and live. I did all of that for you. The least that we could do is praise the Lord, no matter what. Verse 6 says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. When you think about, I used to share this in the Sunday school class with the teens. When you think about it, you are one of one in the universe. That means you are extremely unique. A value, a price can't be placed on you. When I worked at Ford Motor Company, they had a prototype of a Ford Escape back in 2001. It was one of one in the world. That one truck was worth over $1 million. And Ford Escapes are not expensive vehicles, but that truck was unique. That truck had things on it that no other truck had on it. So it's valuable, it's priceless. And that's us. That's us to the Lord. That's why you should love yourself and pray for yourself, first and foremost. Because you have to understand that we are the masterpiece. Even everything that's been created, these mountains, these seas, this land, these birds, and all this and that, God say the best for last with us. So if he did all that for you, and take it personal, the least we can do is bow down and praise the Lord. Verse 7 says, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. One thing that I'm learning to understand as I get older and more mature and I'm becoming closer and closer with the Lord is that he cares about everything concerning me and you. Period. So if he's caring for us constantly, because he doesn't take days off, he's not like us where we get angry or feel some kind of way where we don't answer the phone or respond. He's going to always do that for his children. We are constantly under his care 24/7. So the least we can do is to listen to his voice today. He will tell you what to do. He will tell you what to eat, how to dress, how to respond in adversity, or even in peace. so demonstrated yesterday. Now, mind you, right before it crashed the car, about to crash the car, I ain't crash it because it's out there in the parking lot. Right before that, my, you know, teenagers will tell you stuff last minute, and I'm learning that. I don't even get mad about it no more. Yeah, that's the reality. Y'all do. So my son was like, well, Dad, Taylor's boyfriend called my phone like 8 times. And he was sitting outside the house for like 3 hours. So I'm hot. I'm like, what does Taylor's boyfriend, that's his cousin, have to do with you and your phone that I paid the bill for? No, that's how parents do. We pay the bill, we run the show. Well, same thing with Jesus. He paid the bill of sin, he runs the show. So you have to respond to his voice. So sure, as soon as I said, what does he have to do with you, phone rang. No call ID. Let me see that. Yep. Hello? Yeah, put Taylor on the phone. I said, who is this? This is Taylor's boyfriend. This is John John's dad. May I help you? Well, you know, she won't answer her phone, but I got her phone. John John don't have nothing to do with that. I suggest you try to get in touch with her and don't call this number or it's going to be trouble. Bye. So then it gets better. I'm driving. I'm trying to explain to my son about dysfunctional relationships. You don't need to be involved with that. Because he's dating. You know, well, you know, little boy, green girl. And I had to, again, teachable moments. I said, listen, 9 times out of 10, he's at the house, and she probably is too, right now. He was like, no, I don't know. Okay. We pulled up. Guess who parked in front of the house? Now, I was petty, but it was intentional. I grabbed my pistol off the floor and put it in my pocket where the handle was hanging out. You can see it, you know, what was exposed. And I slowly walked past the car and walked in the house. So she on the phone with him all quiet. I said, let me pause you for a second. You tell my man he don't need to call that number no more. It's going to be a problem. And I mean a problem. Okay, I told him not to call. Yeah, tell him again. So then she storms out the house, goes sit in the car with him. So I'm standing on the porch. I'm still steaming because, you know, it takes me a minute to cool out. The Lord said, stay out of it. Ain't got nothing to do with you. You said your piece, which was enough, and you ain't used no colorful word, so stay out of it. And I backed off. The Lord will tell you to do things to save you. So you have to listen. And by the way, he made you, he sustains your life, and he runs the show.
Okay.
So you don't need, he don't need no back talk from you, no extra lip.
Make it plain.
Okay.
Just stop, like I did. Because John will, hey dog, let me holler at you real quick.
Yeah.
John don't need that, because the reality is, what I've learned about dysfunctional relationships is they're going to be together and they're going to be back in ghetto love, and I'm going to be the enemy. Because I put my hands on somebody or I said something. So the Lord told me strictly to stay out of it. Listen to the Lord's voice. Verse 8 says, the Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah, as they did at Massah in the wilderness. For their ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw everything that I did. So at Meribah, you probably heard the story about when they was getting on Moses' nerves about water and how he should have left them in Egypt. Now, at that time, God did tell him, strike the rock, water came out, good to go. So you move on to Meribah, and I forgot, I think it was at Kadesh or something like that. It was another spot where the Lord said, speak to the rock. He took Bam, struck the rock. That ain't what I told you to do. So that's when you see where it says, for their ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw everything that I did. You know, it's funny how soon we forget what the Lord does for you. I pulled y'all out of slavery, and y'all escaped crossing the Red Sea. And let's be clear, it wasn't like Red Sea with bumps and valleys and muddy and this and this. They had a smooth, dry way through the Red Sea. Not a lake, not a pond, not a stream, a sea. And he gave them the perfect avenue to get away from the Egyptians while they were in pursuit of the Israelites. He took care of the Israelites as they passed through, not so much for the Egyptians. And then I kept y'all in the wilderness, in the desert. Gave y'all food to eat, water to drink, protection from, because it's all kind of poisonous stuff in the wilderness, in the desert.
Yes, it is.
It's not like, oh, that's a beetle. Oh, that beetle might be poisonous. So it's funny how they forgot all of that because they thirsty. Or because they got a bill they can't pay.
Uh-oh.
Or because they car tripping. Or because they kids acting up at school. The Lord literally gives you the solutions to all of your problems in the Word.
Amen.
Your kids cutting up, spare the rod, spoil the child. My kids bigger now. I don't need no rod. They get these rusty knuckles. Ain't nothing wrong with it. That's probably what old boy needed Crumbly in Oxford. Some good old fashioned, you know, whooping. From time to time, you ain't got to beat the skin off. I'm just sending a message. But literally, everything that we have issues with, the solution is right in the Word. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. Not on no bills. Not on no kids.
Amen.
Verse 10 says, for 40 years I was angry with them. How bad do you got to piss God off and to be mad at you for 40 years? I don't want to be on that side. Like, 40 years? I'm only 44. That's most of my life. All right, y'all, pay attention. For 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, they are people whose hearts turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. That's how you make God angry enough to be mad at you for 40 years.
Wow.
Our hearts chase any and everything and any and everybody. The Lord is the keeper of your heart and everything else about you. It shouldn't be focused on gym shoes. It shouldn't be focused on people. He will tell you, hey, these are the people you need to surround yourself with.
Okay.
How many times have older heads told you, watch the company you keep?
Yes.
There's plenty of people in the cemetery right now because they didn't do that. Plenty of people locked up. I read a PSI. I work in corrections. I read a PSI. This guy's serving life. He's blind. Sitting in the back seat of a car with a kilo of cocaine on because of the company he kept.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, potentially, he may be released because of changes in the law, but the company he kept. You know, blind man selling, well, I ain't going to say that, but for real? Because, you know, it could be somebody who can't see serving them boulders. I don't know. I'm just talking about what I read. I was baffled, but then it hit me. The company you keep. So if your heart is turned away from the Lord and you're not doing what He's saying, remember, sin grieves God. Now, some of us have dealt with grief. It's very painful. Very painful. It hurts bad. So why would you want to make your God and your King feel that way? If you love me, you'll do what I say. He cares about everything concerning you. He will literally instruct you on everything as you continue to draw closer and closer. I'm learning that.
All right.
And verse 11 says, so in my anger I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest. You know, how many of us get fed up? We all do. Even that baby back there get fed up like, hey, you don't change my diaper, it's going to be a problem. Everybody gets fed up. We got it honest from our Father, from our King, from our Creator. If He made us in His image, we are like Him. So if you're in Him and He's in you, guess what? We get fed up and He does too. You know, y'all did, well, I know I have, because my mama, she whooped. And but she also loved and nurtured. But when she said, I'm sick and tired, I'm done talking, and while she's saying this, she's striking. She had had enough of my foolishness. The Lord is the same way. Y'all know the story, most of y'all, some of y'all. The Lord said, I need more time from you. Amen. And I said, Lord, I ain't got time. You know, working in Flint, got cheering, and got to go to the gym and get my hair cut and all this. And He said, okay. He created time for 19 months with no job. Yeah. Do what He tells you to do. And offer Him some praise no matter what's going on in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank You. We praise You.
Yes.
We're going to do better as far as singing songs and giving You the worship and the praise that You deserve. You made us, You kept us, and You provided a way for us to spend eternity with You. Lord, I pray right now that everyone in the house is saved. Lord, if there's one that's not saved, that's not sure, if their heart stopped now where they would end up, I pray that they would come on in the back and kick it with me so that we can make that election sure, so we can punch their ticket to glory. And right now, Lord, there are a lot of people who are grieving and mourning, a lot of pain, a lot of agony, but You still God. You still can comfort and heal and restore. And You will, because that's what You do. We say thank You for this awesome day and for this word that You allowed us to journey through. But help us to internalize and live this word and to share it freely throughout the world to do as we are called to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that word we received.
Yes, yes.
And as you all know, whenever we have a preacher outside of Pastor Over, I take up a love offering. And that's in accordance with those words. It says those who preach the word shall earn their living from the word. So at this time, I'm going to take up a love offering for our preacher today.
Amen.
Technical difficulties. My phone acting a little crazy this morning. First, I want to say welcome back, Crystal.
Yay!
And sorry, I didn't, you know, I'm not the official announcer. She's been out, but all the birthdays for November and December, well, happy birthday. I missed anybody. Who birthday? Do you have birthdays in November, December? You can raise your hand or stand up. Just want to wish y'all a happy birthday. All righty, happy birthday. I'm pleased to announce that me and Pastor have spoken. So the jobs that I've been announcing, I'm going to start forwarding that information to him, and he's going to make a section on our site. So just in case if you don't get everything, it'll be out there. I'm also going to continue to post the educational programs, and if I find out about scholarships, I'll post that information. Just a reminder for kids that are in school, even like their sophomores and juniors now, a lot of scholarships, they want you to start, some of them programs start at, like scholarship programs, like ninth grade. So one of them to remember of, especially Detroit, is the Wade McCree Scholarship. It's a full ride if your kid goes to school in Michigan. And this is a black scholarship. So this is something that's been going on for years. It's a full ride. So that's just something to think about. But okay, so some of the jobs for, so SMART is having a hiring event on Wednesday and Thursday from 9 to 3 in Inkster, Michigan. So you can go to their website. And let's see. Sorry. And then also Worthington Industries and Taylor, they're still looking for material handlers, and they have a $1,500 signing bonus. And let's see. Fidelity is looking to hire people also. If you're interested in the financial career, if you have your certification. Oh boy, sorry you guys, I don't have it all together today, but I just gotta keep scrolling. Also the big three, GM, Chrysler, and Ford, go to their sites, put in Michigan, and it'll tell you, you can put labor or whatever else you wanna look at. And like I said, just start remembering, then all our college kids is getting ready to come home. If they're looking for internships, this is the time now to start looking at a company that you may be interested in. I know like Blue Cross, DTE, the Big Three, these are companies that hire a lot of the kids. Also, a couple of the schools, like if your kid's interested in engineering, there's a school here in Michigan that works with them. They give you like a scholarship. You work half the time with a company, and then the other half you're in school, and they support you. So that's something else to be looking at. Don't forget our own Nicole. This is a time of year. We need to know what our credit is. So like I said, you can pull all three of your credit scores for free, because you can't know where you at until you know where you at. You know what's on there. And Nicole is more than willing, raise your hand, to go over this with you, to go over your credit scores. Also, Pastor, next week we're gonna have, I got a copy of all the trades in the state of Michigan. And it's gonna tell you the office, the location, what's required, and how long for you to get your journeyman's license. And we know every kid is not college, and that's fine. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we can build up a bunch of Christian people know how to fix cars and electricians and things like that. So these are people that we know, this is God's people calling to do something, and that's fine. So we're going to have that next week. We're going to have he's going to make copies of that, and we'll have some on the back table. We're also going to have a site on there where you can go look at that. Trying to remember if that's everything I got, but just remember our young kids, get them involved. I'm gonna try to have my baby here next week. He finished DAPSAT, my little 6-year-old, and they taught him at 6 how to grow a plant without dirt. And I'm having them bring it in. So that's what I'm going to tell you, because DAPSAT starts from kindergarten through 12th grade. And like I said, and then we have the engineering programs at Wayne State. They have an all-girls engineering program at Wayne State. Horizon Upward Bound, which is part of Cranbrook. They give your kid an opportunity to take the test, and if your kid passes, they give them a full ride at Cranbrook, one of the top schools in the country. So there's plenty of things here for these kids to do, and even for the adults to do. And like I said, I'm here. Nicole's here. Auntie Jen, raise your hand. If you're applying and you need help with writing, figuring out your what to put on your college applications and things like that, just come to us and we'll be glad to help. If you need help for somebody to review your resume, a cover letter, just come to us. This is what we're here for. We're your church, and we want everybody here to succeed and get to a level where they want to be. Alrighty? Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more thing. I forgot. It's stuff on the back table that's for free.
And
the paperwork and not mean the stuff for the upcoming classes is on the back table also. Thank you.
Just a quick announcement. Keep Janet, Pastor Tavis, staying in prayer. She's out of town visiting with family. She'll be back, so keep them that they have safe traveling, so I don't have to say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen. Amen. And also, my third book is out and up on Amazon for sale, so you might want to check that out. Get the trilogy, give it to somebody for Christmas, give them the Trinity for Christmas. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And sorry, I didn't get the announcement for Sharon's son's service. We got a couple copies on the back table. It's also on Facebook, on Carmen's site, if you want to see the visitation and the service for Duane.
Yeah, can I say something real quick? Don't worry, Pastor's gonna sing the opening song tomorrow night on the Peter Griffin series. So tomorrow night we're gonna be tackling the topic of teens and trauma. So it's on time because God says it's on time. So hopefully you all will listen in and that you'll press one and get involved in the discussion. We're also gonna be fortunate enough to have a roundtable discussion with our very own Kathy and Sarah, who work with teens. And so there's going to be some really good stuff coming out of this. And the main thing is that God's going to give us direction, and we're going to listen, right?
That's right.
All right, amen.
Amen. That all the announcements? Okay, everybody stand up. Y'all ready to go? You're going to declare his name everywhere we go.
I want to thank Minister Shelley. This is she is the CEO of First Fruit Living Ministries that wanted to come out here every Wednesday. This is the lady that runs that program.
Take your love and
Amen. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Let us say amen.
Amen. Amen.